The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you so much, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you for the applause that you're apparently not giving me. I thought at first it was a standing ovation, but then I realized people were getting up in order to leave, and that wasn't good. You know, I've been doing stand-up comedy all my life, and now, at my age, it's time to do sit-down comedy. I'm tired of standing up. You've been sitting down through my whole performance all these years. Now you stand up, and I'll sit down. 'Cause my legs hurt. You know. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. It's a Ron Van Dam Show. Other than that, there's really not much going on here. Thanks for tuning in on the radio or clicking on my face on the internet of possibilities. We're going to have a good time. And I say that with forethought and apprehension. You have so much stress in your life, it's time for you just to relax and let me take over for a short period of time. I'll do the talking, you just sit there and shut up. I know you have a lot of stress in your life. I can see you right through the speaker. I can. You look stressed out. It looks like you need collagen shots or something because you look stressed. It's putting a lot of years on you. Your hair is turning gray and it's also falling out. Yeah, and you're getting wrinkles and oh God, what the hell's going on with you? I know, we're all stressed out. We're all on the same boat. It's the Titanic, pretty much. Hey, watch out for that iceberg. How come there was no one saying watch out for the iceberg? On a ship like that, a maiden voyage? You didn't have somebody, one of the crew members, you know, Bob, go up to the top deck. Do me a favor. Just stand there for a while and let me know if there are any icebergs. Will you do that, Bob? Bob? You know, if everybody's equal, it's this equality thing, which I believe in, you know, male, female, the whole bit. Why is it women and children first? Why can't it be men first? I mean, shouldn't everybody go first? Was it like save everybody except for the people with testicles? I don't get that. All right, that was what you call the opening of the program where I just ramble on for about 3 minutes. Don't worry, it's over. It was done. If you made it through that, then I think you're going to be good today. Later on in the program, I have a very interesting guest. We're going to talk about something that really nooks my cranny. It's really the scam calls. Oh my God. Oh my God, the scam calls are awful. I'm getting them all hours of the day, and sometimes there's nobody there. There's just nobody. The phone will ring. I'll pick up, hello, and there's nobody there. It's just dead silence, and you feel like, oh, I've been taken. I've been played. It's awful. What's up with that? Sometimes you get these robos are calling me. I'm getting calls from robos. robots are calling me. I'm being pursued, and I'm being stalked by robots. Oh, thanks a lot for technology. God. And then there's some people that have accents, like they're sitting somewhere in New Delhi, India. You can hear other telemarketers in the background, and they're not speaking English. And it's like, whoa, wow, you're stalking me now from overseas. This is getting out of hand. I used to be stalked locally. And local stalking is fresh. I don't understand it. So I thought I would call in an expert to explain this to me. I'm on the do not call list, not just for scammers, for you. I don't want you calling me. Do not call me, no matter who you are. The only people I want calling me are family members who are in some type of trouble, or CVS telling me that my prescription is ready for pickup. Other than that, I don't want anybody's phone call. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need to communicate. Stay 6 feet away as far as physically it's concerned. Stay away totally if it's on the phone. Don't on the phone at all. No, that's like not allowed anymore. No more phone calls, please. God. I'm on the do not call list. I have been since 2003. By my calculations and by doing my simple arithmetic, that was a long time ago. So I went online on the superhighway of information, internet highway of Al Gore stuff. And I guess you can check and see if you're on the do not call list by putting in the phone numbers that you are associated with. And I did that, and I got an email from the do not call people. Now, I don't know who they are, the do not call people. Should be do not email, do not text, do not contact. just leave it. Just do not. So I get an email from them, and it says, your two phone numbers have been on the do not call list since 2003, which begs the question, how effective is this thing? If I'm on the do not call list, let's break it down. By definition, let's see, do not call list. This would be a list of it's a do not call registry. And you register so people do not call you if they are trying to sell you or scam you or something. So I'm on that list. Yet I'm getting phone calls all day from the very people that aren't supposed to call me. Now I read further and I find out that this agency of the do not call registry, there's like two people in the whole agency. It's like one of the smallest agencies in the country, but it's one of the biggest problems. So if you report a phone number or something, most of the things don't have names on them. If you report the number to this registry, I think they just like, they get a printout, they crumple it up in their hands and they throw it in the garbage. What the hell are they going to do with it? So great, I'm on the registry, but does it make any difference? So now it's up to my cell phone company and my phone provider to charge me to block calls, you see. If I want calls blocked, I have to pay for them. I have no rights whatsoever. The only rights I have are opening up my wallet or your pocketbook. I'd rather open up your pocketbook, to be honest with you, and pay for this protection. I am paying more for protection than I am for actual things that I do. I pay more for protection than anything else. Yeah, I do. If you don't want your number listed, which is called an unlisted number, by the way, for those of you that can't follow, you would figure, well, that saves some money. They don't have to list my number now. No, it costs money not to be listed. What? How does that make sense? I don't know. So that costs me money. In case I'm in a car accident, it's not driving the car. It's what's expensive is, what if I'm in an accident? I need insurance. Home, what if my home burns down? Well, hasn't yet. It could. Now you need home insurance. I'm paying more for protection than anything. Ron, do you not want to get all these horrible phone calls? You need to block calls. You need to buy a call blocker or get a call blocking service for on your cell phone or something. That'll cost you money. I'm paying money for protection. How do you feel, Ron? My doctor calls. Ron, you haven't been up into the doctor's office for a follow-up because of the virus thing. I understand that, but you need follow-ups. Well, how are you feeling, Ron? I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling okay. Well, come in anyway. I don't know. I mean, we'll just talk. Come in anyway. We got to check you out. You say you feel fine, but we'll find something to make sure that you understand that you're not really fine. What are you doing? So I'm going into the doctor's office for protection to save myself from something that I don't have or I'm not necessarily going to get. Now, I understand that my health is the most important thing. The health of human beings is the most important thing. I get that. But I'm paying for protection on everything. When I go to a store and I buy something or buy something on the Amazon or whatever website, there's a cost built in because the company has to protect themselves against identity theft of your information, credit card theft. Someone has to pay for that. I watch television sometimes and I see these commercials for identity theft protection. So they'll pay up to like a couple of $1 million to protect your identity. Why? I never had to worry about having my identity stolen. Who wants me? Who wants to take my identity? I don't have the money that you probably want. So what are you taking? What, you're stealing my identity? Wait till you find out what I am. You won't want my identity. Yet they offer identity protection, you see. What's your name? Ron. Well, not for long. You got to protect that name. I got to register my name now like a website? Yeah, if you don't re-register Ron, you might be Jack tomorrow. Oh, my God. What's going on? What happened to the world? So, that's a long introduction to the fact that I have a guest. We're going to talk about robocalls and scams. I'm still getting the phone calls. I'm still getting them. I'm getting them from Apple and Microsoft. Microsoft doesn't call you. You don't get phone calls from Microsoft and Apple. They don't call you. They might send you a letter or something, but they're not going to call you on the phone from India. Microsoft is not based in India, so I don't understand. But I'm getting calls from Microsoft and Apple saying your computer has been compromised. Well, I don't even understand what you're saying. Yes, so we need to get into your computer before it shuts down and you won't be able to get back into it again. Excuse me. That's, first of all, that's kidnapping and it's piracy and you're asking for ransom. This is not good. And yet I'm on the do not call registry, you see. I laugh because it's absolutely stupid. You can't do a damn thing about it even though you're on the list. I don't understand. I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, every time you purchase something from a store or you answer one of those surveys online, you know that they're getting your information and they're selling your information. That's how they make money. That's the biggest way of making money in this country is selling information. You got any hot stolen TVs? No, I got something better. What do you got? Information. What? Yeah, I got information. On what? I don't know, people. I got information on people. You can steal their identity. Oh, find me someone who's handsome and has a lot of money. Doesn't work like that. I'll give you a list. You can go through it yourself. It's awful, man. We're being attacked 24/7 by everything. By people, by scammers, by viruses, people having sex with animals. That's how it starts sometimes. I mean, what's going? We're being attacked. You got to look over your shoulder. You can't go through life with blinders on anymore. You can't just walk down the street and just go. You can't. You have to look over your shoulder. You have to be omniscient. You have to know exactly what's going on. You have to listen. You have to learn. You got to keep aware. You've got to have all the knowledge you can to save yourself from the dregs of society that are out to get you every moment that you breathe. It's a they're out to get me society. That's why people have guns. I know. That's why they do. Is it to protect themselves in the house? Probably. What's the real reason? Well, there's two other reasons. One is someday the cops or the militia might come down on my home and try to take me, but I'll have weapons. What? The militia's going to show up and you think your weapons are going to make a difference? What? What's the other reason you have guns? The zombie apocalypse. Oh my God. You need to see someone professionally for therapy purposes. The zombie apocalypse. If there's actually a zombie apocalypse, and try to say that, then you're screwed. You're screwed. I mean, if zombies start walking the planet, that's almost as bad as scammers. Not quite. Because in every movie I've ever seen, you can outrun the zombies. Zombies don't run very quickly. They meander. They just meander. Their limbs are falling off and all that, and their noses are hanging from their face. But they're not real great runners. You never see a zombie in the Olympics doing the 100-yard dash. They just don't run that fast. So you can probably outwalk them. A turtle can probably outwalk them. So they're not, you know, I guess if they get a hold of you and they start chewing on your limbs, that's probably not good. Then maybe you need a follow-up at the doctor. Maybe then you do. But the chances of a zombie actually chasing you and catching you are really nil. You just have to be aware. Guns, not necessary. I think you can hit them with chairs. I've seen that in the movies, too. They're dead. They can't be stopped. But if you hit them with a chair, they fall down and they die. It's just, again, they die again, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how many times it takes to kill a zombie before they're actually done. I don't think a cat really has 9 lives unless there's like not that many cats and these are just ones that keep reincarnating quickly. I don't know how that works, but this cats have 9 lives, even named a cat food after that. So I guess some people believe that. And if you walk under a cat, that's superstitious. Maybe it's a ladder. I don't know which it is. I think if you walk under a cat, you have other problems. Like maybe you're really too small to be on a ride at Disney. I don't know, man. There's a lot of things to be considered here. All right. My guest is going to pop up momentarily, and we're going to talk about the scammers and how you can rid them from your lives, although I'm skeptical if that's even possible. How are you doing with the heat, by the way? Isn't it hot outside? Is it hot enough for you? I hate that phrase. People say that to me all the time. Ron, is it hot enough for you? No, I'm looking for 150, 160 degrees. Probably the internal cooking temperature of pork is what I'm looking for. Other than that, no, it's not hot enough for me. Really, I'm never satisfied. I'm never satisfied at all. Is it hot enough for you? The hell does that mean? Is that cynical? Are you being an asshole? What kind of question is that? It's rhetorical, right? Because it's so stupid I can't even answer it. Ron, is it hot enough for you? Why would you say that to me? Yes, it is hot enough for me. Thank you. This is like way too hot. In many parts of this United States country, familiar with this place, broken records, No, I'm not talking about albums. I'm talking about heat records. We have broken them. It's the hottest summer ever. In other places, it's the third hottest summer ever. When you get to the third hottest summer ever, that's hot. Dude, you're on the prefaces of heatness. Come on, man. Come on. Then you factor in the humidity. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, in the area that I live in Massachusetts here, they're coming up with the Triple E virus. These are mosquitoes that carry this very, very deadly. I mean, this is deadly stuff. If this mosquito has this virus and you get bitten by this mosquito, and mosquitoes do bite, that's what they do, it could be fatal. It's that bad. They have an outbreak of that now. Oh, my God. Can you, like, schedule the outbreak so they don't overlap, please? Oh, my God. The hell's going on with this place? All right. My guest is going to join us momentarily. And I mean that. In the meantime, how about this idea?
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickershek the Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickershek. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. Carrie Kursky joins us. She's a tech and identity theft expert, and she's a president of the Kursky Group and many other consulting firms on this particular subject matter. We talk about this every once in a while on this program, Carrie, and nothing frustrates people more than these scams, especially during hard times when people take advantage of this. Thanks for being with us. Is it indeed the case that scams are going up even from where they were uncontrollably before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've noticed that by the time the coronavirus began making headlines, scammers had made already over 1 million COVID-19 related calls per day to American smartphones. And unfortunately, they're only getting started. And to make matters worse, Americans have already lost over $80 million this year, and that's according to the Federal Trade Commission.
Wow.
And unfortunately, anyone can become a victim. I've worked with victims from all walks of life, and research shows that millennials are nearly 3 times as likely to lose money to scams as seniors. And with more than 40% of them, they've already said that they have lost to it.
Wow. It's unbelievable, because the technology of doing so has become so sophisticated that I'll tell you very quickly, I got a call yesterday, and then an actual text that was supposedly from, no, it was an email, I'm sorry, supposedly from Amazon saying that my account had been temporarily put on hold because of not enough information, and I needed to contact them to give personal information so they could reopen the account. It had the Amazon logo. I realized Amazon doesn't do that. I mean, this is like obvious to me. But to so many people, my God, what do I do? Who do I talk to? It was awful.
Yeah, and those are smishing text messages. It's like phishing emails, but you get it through text.
Yeah.
And they are increasing. I mean, I used to get maybe one or two every 6 months. Now I'm getting about two a day.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's not just that you have the bad calls, and now you also have the text messages.
Yeah. What does one do? It seems like this could happen from outside of the country. They're untraceable. I remember when I was younger, they used to trace phone calls. If you could keep them on the line for 30 seconds or a minute, they could trace it and they could prosecute. I mean, there's nothing now that does that, is there?
Well, actually, if you want to curb some of these unwanted phone calls,
yeah.
You know, you can consider switching your wireless service to a company that offers free scam protection,
uh-huh.
for example, like T-Mobile.
Uh-huh.
You know, T-Mobile, they recently launched Scam Shield, and it's the industry's most aggressive defense. And Scam Shield is a comprehensive set of free solutions to protect T-Mobile, Metro by T-Mobile, and Sprint
mm-hmm.
customers.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the great part. What Scam Shield does is that it stops scammers in their tracks by offering free scam identification and blocking for every single customer. And it also gives you more information about who's calling within free enhanced caller ID, so that way you'll know who's on the other line as opposed to just, you know, kind of speculating who's going to be there.
Mm.
And it also protects your personal information with a free second number, keeping your personal number personal, so you don't have to give your number out to everybody. And you also get a free number change if needed and free monitoring.
But what if it's a doctor's office calling and they're not using the doctor's office phone because people are working out of their homes and then it's blocked, yet they were trying to get in touch with you? I mean, it becomes so confusing.
It does. It really does become confusing. If they're calling from a legitimate number, you know, you're going to see that who's calling you, and you can go ahead and answer that call. But here's the trick, though. You know, if you're concerned about it, don't answer calls from unknown names or
mm-hmm.
numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go to voicemail, because if it is a legitimate call, they're going to leave you a voicemail message, or they're going to find another way to contact you.
Can robocalls not go to voicemail? Is that usually the rule?
Actually, robocalls can go to voicemail. Not that often, but I have on occasion myself received mm-hmm. a couple of them. But, you know, the more you get these calls, and if you report them into your mobile phone company, that'll help better, you know, build the database, so that way they can identify those as being scam calls.
The best way of doing it is having your phone provider, like T-Mobile, install this system so that doesn't happen. But there's this national call registry. I do that every, like, 6 months. Doesn't seem to do anything. It's not enough, is it?
Well, the Do Not Call Registry, that's the donotcall.gov is the website.
Yep, yep.
When you register, there's a little trick that a lot of people miss. You only have to enter into it one time.
Right.
But when you register your phone numbers, it sends you an email for each phone number that you registered,
uh-huh.
and you have to open that email and click to confirm. So you have to click on the link that's in it. And that's something that people miss, because it's a double opt-in. But usually after about 30 or 60 days, a lot of those calls should decrease. You can still get, you know, calls from companies you do business with.
Right.
Nonprofits can call, and
right.
political calls, they can still call. If we could find a way to block those, I'm sure we'd all be very happy.
Yeah.
But definitely the Do Not Call list. It does actually work as long as you do the double opt-in.
Okay. I understand that when you buy something in a store or wherever, that they can sell your information unless you say they can't, but you never see the option to deny that. So it just keeps compounding itself. Even when you make a purchase, I understand it opens it up to more.
Well, and that's what's great about the service through T-Mobile, through
mm-hmm.
their Scam Shield,
mm-hmm.
is that they offer you a free second number. So when you are online buying, or when you're out in the store and they ask you for your phone number, you don't have to give your actual true phone number. You can give the second one, and you can let all those calls go to that separate number, so that way you can keep your number as being a pure number.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this stuff I did not know. All right. So how do I take advantage of what you're offering here?
Sure. So if you'd like to learn more about Scam Shield or switching to T-Mobile, head to T-Mobile.com. Or if you want to learn more about identity theft, you can also check out my blog at carriekursky.com.
How do you know if your identity is being compromised? Is it always too late, or is there some way to check?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know, when it comes to identity theft, you can't prevent it 100%, but
mm-hmm.
you can put things in place to protect yourself. As far as monitoring, really the biggest monitoring available is for credit monitoring. And you can get that, you know, from various services, or you can do it yourself by checking out your credit report. But there are a lot of types of identity theft that there's no way to truly monitor for, meaning there's no database such as criminal identity theft or medical identity theft or even employment identity theft. So the best thing, the best defense is to keep your eyes and ears open. And if something doesn't look right, make a phone call, ask questions, dig into it. No longer can we assume that, oh, it must just be an error and I don't have to worry about it. Because the sooner you detect it and the sooner you take action, the faster you're going to recover.
It's a wonderful world, Patty, but it's also very difficult. You got to keep your eyes.
Yes, technology's made it real easy for the bad guys, unfortunately. So companies like T-Mobile are using technology to defend themselves.
Okay. Patty, thank you so much for the information. Patty, I called you Patty. Why'd you call you Patty? It's Carrie. Thank you so
much. That's okay. It's early.
It's early. Thank you for understanding. Carrie, thank you so much today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for me today, and I'll do it for you, too. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. We do this every single weekday. If you're not familiar with me, hi, my name is Ron. What's your name? I can't hear you. I'll be back again tomorrow, Friday, with a brand new show. Until then, oh, you've just been wonderful. Come here, lean over. I'm going to put a gold star on your forehead because you have been that good. No, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. That's just stupid. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Wear your mask. It makes a difference, and things wouldn't be so bad if everybody just wore a mask. Please, seriously, I'm not kidding. I wish you peace.